Next up, item 13, briefing item on the Northern Alamo. We're wrapped.
Good morning, Mike. Mr. Chairman and Commissioners, I'm Mike Berger, Director of the Wildlife Division. This is another one of our partnership items today. It's an update on the restoration efforts for the Aplomata falcon in Texas and elsewhere. This was a species that was listed in 1986, and we're privileged today to have Mr. Angel Montoya, the senior field biologist for the Peregrine Fund, with us today to talk about these restoration efforts in Texas. And I believe there was a release not long ago that he's going to talk about. Mr. Cook was there. Angel, please come up.
Thank you, Commissioner Fitzsimmons and the rest of you. I appreciate the opportunity to address you guys today and just say thanks. Just giving you an update on the restoration project. First, a little bit about the organization. The Peregrine Fund was established in 1970 by Dr. Tom Cade out of Cornell University. We are now an international organization. We're involved in various projects internationally. We have projects in Panama, Belize, Africa, the Philippines, and Greenland. So we are an international organization. We're a very hands-on organization interested in conserving birds of prey. A little bit of history on the Aplomata project. It was started in 1980. Actually, it started before 1985, but the first releases were conducted on the King Ranch here in Texas, and what a great place to start here in Texas. In 1986, the Aplomata falcon was listed as federally endangered species. And from 1985 to 1992, the Peregrine Fund and a couple of other organizations had pilot project on trying to work out the details of how to release the falcon. In 1996, basically the Peregrine Fund got and the Fish and Wildlife Service obtained safe harbor agreements through the Fish and Wildlife Service so that we could get landowners to participate in this reintroduction effort without being held liable for falcons that showed up on their place. The Aplomata falcon historically was distributed through southeastern Arizona, southern New Mexico, the Trans-Pecos region of Texas, and the Gulf Coast prairies of Texas. It actually occurs all the way down to Tierra del Fuego in South America. A little bit about the natural history on the bird. It is a small to medium-sized falcon, which usually hunts in pairs. It feeds mainly on insects and small birds of the size of, like, mockingbirds, meadowlarks, and mourning doves. Occasionally, it will also feed on bats. So what is the Peregrine Fund doing to recover the species? Our goal as an organization is to get the species to a point where there are enough falcons out in its historic range to where we can delist the species. That's our goal as an organization. There are several activities that are that encompass our restoration project. One is the breeding project in Boise, Idaho. That's where we have about 46 pairs of falcons. Those pairs are used as the brood stock for the birds that are released here in Texas and now in New Mexico. We also are releasing birds in Texas and New Mexico. Currently, most of our efforts are concentrated in Texas. We're doing some monitoring of the birds that are becoming established in South Texas and in West Texas. And we also have some management activities in the areas where the birds now occur. Releases in 2006, we released 115 birds into Texas, the state of Texas. Director Cook was there and on one of the ranches that we're working on to actually place some of the birds. A total of about 1,250 birds have been released in Texas since 1985. The releases have been concentrated in its historic range, the South Texas area, the Gulf Coast prairies. The releases from 1993 to 2003 were concentrated in that area. We are now doing releases in West Texas. We have 10 release sites there currently on some private property there. Since 1995, when the first nesting pair was found in South Texas, we've seen a steady increase on both the number of pairs being established and the number of young being produced from those birds. We're currently monitoring birds in the South Texas population, and I'd like to say that of the 45 pairs that we've seen established in South Texas, about half of those pairs were located on private land. In our management activities, we are actually having to place some nesting structures for the falcons on some of the territories that we're working on. What are the project's accomplishments? I guess the best measure of our accomplishment is the pairs that are being established in South Texas and now in West Texas. As I said, we have 17 pairs in the Matagorda Island and San Jose Island area of South Texas. And we have 28 pairs in what is South Texas from Rockport on down to Brownsville. We know there's also some pairs probably becoming established in northern Mexico there in Tamaulipas. We're now seeing pairs become established from the releases that started in 2003 there in West Texas, the Trans-Pecos region. We feel that the area of South Texas is now saturated with falcon pairs. Another measure of our accomplishments, I think, is the number of acres that we have signed on to the Safe Harbor program. We currently have 2.1 million acres signed on to the Safe Harbor program. I think that's a huge accomplishment. We have over 30 private landowners signed on to this. This provides the Peregrine Fund and Texas Parks and Wildlife access to falcon habitat, and it also provides protection for those falcons. Most importantly, what I feel is one of our key accomplishments is that we can continue to build on those relationships, develop those with private landowners through the Safe Harbor program. This, as I said, assures that we have access to that habitat. I've always said that, you know, it's not that legal document, the Safe Harbor Agreement, that gets the birds on the ground. It's the relationships that we build with those landowners through partnerships with you guys, the agencies, and with those landowners. That's what gets the falcons down on the ground. It's not a legal document that gets those birds on the ground. So, There's a video that we'd like to show.
The Altamont Falcon was once a regular resident of Texas.
The Altamont Falcon used to have shark ears and it disappeared from this area in the 1930s and 1950s. Nobody really knows why it disappeared.
And now the falcon is about to be reintroduced here in the wide open spaces of West Texas. In a few days, the falcon bred chicks from Idaho will be released on private branches.
Working with private landowners and not taking it for the private to find out, that's the way we have always worked, is with individual people and by building relationships with landowners.
So the partnership led to the release of 126 ophthalmologists over the course of the summer. The thousands were released under a safe harbor agreement between landowners, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and the Character Fund. The agreement encourages private landowners to help restore the endangered birds by protecting ranchers from some liability under the Federal Endangered Species Act.
When you see them fly off the tower, see them flying around and on the ranch, and I've actually seen two nesting pairs, and that's been a thrill.
They're very colorful, especially these young birds. And then they change when they mature to gray and white. It's really pretty.
Our involvement is primarily as a state agency that oversees these critters as a listed bird in Texas as well as a federally listed bird. So we're very involved from the standpoint of seeing that these, if we can get these species restored, just like our restoration efforts out here with Desert Big Horn Sheep.
The birds are released
into
hatch boxes for 8 to 10 days, where they become acclimated to their new surroundings. Then they'll take flight into the West Texas sky.
Looks like Primo often has that to me.
Protecting the plants and wildlife is his business element.
With that, anybody has any questions or anything? I also, before I finish, I'd like to say thanks to the commission and to the department for all the support that they provide. They've been instrumental in West Texas in helping us contact landowners there, and we really appreciate that.
So. Well, Angel, thank you for all your work. This is close to my heart. My friend Peter Jenny, as your boss, is an old friend of mine, and when he called me, I guess it was 5 years ago, and said, give me a name of some folks that would like to work with us. A lot of landowners in West Texas were not too eager to work with environmental and conservation groups. And just so the commissioner understand the impact of what they've done out there, you've seen the impact on the ground. But the fellow that was in that video, John Means, is the incoming president of the Texas and Southwestern Cattle Raisers Association. And to have that man a key cooperator in the restoration of an endangered species is something that many of us would not have dreamed 10 years ago. So it's a real testament to the work of the Peregrine Fund, and you're a perfect example of getting it done where it matters. So anything we can do to help you, we'd be glad to.
So you guys are doing great for
sharing your success. Thank you. Any other questions? And is there any idea of expanding that West Texas program down into the work that CMEX is doing in the Sierra de los Carmen?
Currently, there is no plans on expanding that. There's actually a population down in Chihuahua that occurs there naturally.
Really?
Yes, sir. We are expanding into New Mexico and into Arizona in the future.
Right.
So, yeah. But currently, there's no plans to. I've actually been asked by CMEX to come out there and survey. So.
Right. I was there not long ago myself, and it seemed like perfect habitat. Mm-hmm. And a good cooperator.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner,
thank you.
I'd just like to thank Angel and the folks from Peregrine Fund. Great people to work with, and I think I've never heard a truer word spoken than when you said, the document is not what does it.
That's right.
It's that willingness and that relationship between the folks involved.
It's just a piece of paper.
Means a lot, and we thank you.
Angel, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Keep it up.
Appreciate it.